From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The State Health Department reported more than 1,000 cases of COVID-19 in Utah over the weekend. Saturday's number tied the highest daily count of 676. On Sunday, there were 410 cases reported, but many testing centers were closed Saturday for the 4th of July holiday. The state also reported the deaths of 3 men in Salt Lake, Utah, and Washington counties. That brings the state's death total to 184, and the average age of people who have died is 73 years old. On the Navajo Nation, a total 173 COVID-19 cases were reported for Friday through Sunday, with 7 deaths. Just more than 3 dozen positives were tallied yesterday, 71 on Saturday, 64 on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration has approved an at-home COVID-19 test from Kroger Health, owned by the same company that owns the Smith's grocery chain. The test will be available to Utah companies and organizations by the end of the month. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on the benefits and risks of at-home testing.
Patients will be screened online to get a prescription for the test. The kit arrives by mail in a day or two, and patients will take the test under telehealth supervision at home. That's according to a press release from Kroger. Todd Vento, an infectious disease doctor at Intermountain Healthcare, says because patients can do everything from their house, it limits the possibility of community spread.
So I think there's some advantages there in that the patient isn't exposing people at, say, a clinic, a lab, or at a testing center.
Vento also says the test won't require personal protective equipment, which instead can be saved for potential surges in hospital cases. But he does say there are some risks involved with this method of testing.
It has a higher false negative risk, meaning that you are infected and maybe you swab, but you don't swab in a manner that actually gets to the place where the virus is.
Vento says doctors will have to be more aggressive with counseling measures to make sure that patients know the importance of quarantining. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
A new study explores why recent protests don't seem to have led to spikes in new coronavirus cases. A research team studied COVID-19 case counts and cell phone data tracking people's movements. They looked at roughly 300 cities, most of which saw protests but didn't see a big rise in cases. University of Colorado Denver professor Andrew Friedson says the protest brought a lot of people out, but they also kept a lot of people home.
If you have one large event, 10,000, 20,000 people, but you have another 1, 2, 3 million who are staying home, that can be enough to offset each other.
The working paper was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research and has not yet been peer-reviewed. Over 90 inmates at Washington County's jail have tested positive for COVID-19. Concerned family members held a candlelight vigil outside Purgatory Correctional Facility Friday night. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports.
Standing outside Purgatory, where one-third of the inmates have tested positive for COVID-19, people say jail administrators didn't take proper precautions before the outbreak. Some say their family members weren't given masks until the virus had already begun spreading, and that inmates haven't had access to soap or hand sanitizer. Christine Visser says her husband has underlying health conditions and has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she tried to get him moved to a different facility before the outbreak.
It makes me angry, you know, that they could have prevented a lot of this. We knew the COVID was going to get in here. It was bound to. But they could have given them a fighting chance, at least.
Karen Green says her husband has health problems and hasn't contracted the virus yet, but she says this is the most scared she's ever seen him.
He does make a lot of dumb mistakes like everybody else has, but I don't think he should be paying for it with not proper medical care in here.
Jail Deputy Chief Jake Schultz watched the event from a distance, saying there is a cause for concern, but that the high number of cases comes from expanded testing. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Air Force First Lieutenant Kenneth Cage Allen was buried on Saturday after a public ceremony at Box Elder High School. The military pilot died when his jet crashed off the coast of England last month. The 27-year-old was flying an F-15C Eagle fighter aircraft as part of the 493rd Fighter Squadron. The cause of the accident is under investigation. 4 people died in a small plane crash near Box Elder Peak. Utah County Sheriff's Office says 35-year-old Tyson Romet of Salt Lake City, a former Major League Baseball pitcher with the Philadelphia Phillies, was piloting the craft when it spiraled downward before impact. The passengers were identified as 35-year-old Alex Blackhurst Rugner of Riverton and his aunt and uncle Elaine and Douglas Blackhurst, also of Riverton. The plane had taken off from South Valley Regional Airport in West Jordan and crashed around 8 a.m. Friday. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.